Milwaukee at Saints headquarters, counting down to the NFL Draft and WWL Draft Fest 2013. Pleased to be joined now by the Saints offensive coordinator, Pete Carmichael. Thanks for spending some time with us, Pete.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Jim, you know, it's a great thing. You always can rely on the familiar face of Pete Carmichael. You know, I mean, when we jump to the defensive side of the ball, you know, sometimes the first time for those guys to meet us and us to meet them. So, Pete, you're kind of the mainstay now when we're interviewing people coming up to the draft.
Well, this is a great place to be, and I love being here.
Pete, you know, I think the biggest concern of the fans, and maybe Sean, too, has expressed it in the offseason, is the loss of Jermon Bushrod at left tackle. How concerned are you about that?
Well, obviously, we lost a player that was a key part of our time here. And, you know, we got a couple guys in the building right now that are going to have a chance to compete for that spot with Charlie Brown and Jason Smith, and then, you know, a young guy that we feel good about. But, as you know, as this draft goes along, if there's the right guy, we're never afraid to add to the mix of competition.
Yeah, lots of people, too, have been talking about, in the changes of the game, the devaluation of the running back position. There's a chance that there may not be a number one draft choice at that position here tonight, with the possible exception of Eddie Lacy, and that that the very few teams really need that bell cow any longer, like an Adrian Peterson. You're lucky if you have one, but certainly you can survive without them. Do you see that being a trend in the NFL right now, the devaluation of the running game?
No, I don't think so at all. Obviously, it's something that we got to get better at next year. We got to improve in the run game, and part of that was with me calling some more run plays than we did. So I don't think you can ever devalue that position at all.
You've lost your offensive line coach. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think that Aaron was great. He did a great job here. He was great for me. But we feel really good about Brett Ingles moving over from the running back position to that position. He's a really good, excellent O-line coach.
Well, you know, I mean, when you're back there in the backfield, those guys got to line up and block too, and I think you guys have, you know, you have lost a lot of really key players on the offensive line, you know, with Carl Nix and Jonathan Goodwin and those guys, and I've been asked this question a lot leading up to this draft. You know, we've lost our left tackle. I mean, I'm not nearly as concerned with that as I am. I mean, I happen to be a running back fan. I would have been brokenhearted if Chris Ivory would have gone somewhere, because you see the way that all those guys in the backfield run. They cause injuries to themselves, which is a good thing. So I'm not hitting the panic button near as bad on Bushrod as maybe some fans are out there. But like you said, you've got young players in the wings that you really don't know what they can do. You know what they can do at practice, but – it's time for them to step up to the plate now. And some of these guys, you know, pretty lofty in their draft pick, their draft status as to where they got picked.
Right, and you know, a guy like Charles Brown has had a chance, an opportunity to play for us the last 2 years for about four or five games. Unfortunately, that he got injured, but he's proven to us that he can play.
Most everybody, draft experts, and I put that in quotation marks, talk about the top three left tackles on the board right now and how quickly they'll go, maybe in the first five picks. Let me ask you a question I expect you to duck, but how many left tackles do you think are worthy of being taken in the first 15?
Well, I think that, you know, we'll look at the board and we'll group the whole group together of how many guys we feel are valued at that 15th pick. So however many there are in our group, you know, I let Mickey Loomis answer that one.
Good duck. Good duck. Swing and a miss on
my
part as
usual.
Good job. You've learned a lot during your time here. Now let's talk a little bit about the guys that you have returning. I mean, last year's draft, you don't have a one and a two. Corey White gets injured. Akeem starts making an impact as the season goes on. But you got three of your draft choices who never got on the field, and Nick Toon and Andrew Tiller and Marcel Jones. What are your expectations for those guys coming off injuries?
Well, I would say this. We felt great about all three of them as they were going along. I know, you know, that they all randomly ended up with some type of injury. But they all had an opportunity to show us what they could do leading up to the draft and the little bit of time that they were out there. And so we're excited about those guys. We feel like they're going to bring some competition to those positions. And a guy like Nick Toon, he clearly will have a role.
Mm-hmm. I know that even some people have said that if you're going to take the best player available, and of course, you know, it's not your decision to make, but some of those defensive players gone, that it might be a stud wide receiver right there. I think most Saints fans are against it and everything else because of what we have to do defensively. But you know, that's some extra firepower for Drew as he's kind of getting a little bit long in the tooth now. He's still playing at a very high level. I'm not saying that. But, you know, that's the whole thing about the when you take a guy that you do have graded as the best player available, if that is the case and you've got him graded right, he going to help somewhere in a big way.
That's absolutely right. We'll find a role for him. So, you know, obviously that decision will be made as the draft's going along. But, you know, we feel good about the receiver position right now, the depth we have. But you can never have too many of those guys. We'll find a way to let them make some plays for us.
Pete, we were talking just a minute ago about asking you, does it feel normal again after last year where nothing felt normal with Drew's absence in the offseason, Sean's situation, Mickey's situation, the Greg Williams deal? Does it feel normal again, and what does it mean to have Sean back in the building?
Well, obviously we have our leader back, and that's the best thing about it is the minute he walked in the room, and he came back, there was a presence about himself that everybody felt, and I think we're just ready to move on from next year and excited about this upcoming season.
Just between me and you and Jim and several million listeners out there, everything back to normal?
It's good.
He's just picked up right where he left off?
Absolutely.
Well, keep your radio locked on WWL for another hour of WWL Saints Draft Preview right after this news update with Don Ames.
And thank you.